Luke 20, verse number 37, and I'm reading it from the New King James Version, and it says, "But even Moses showed in the burning bush, passage, that the dead are raised, when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." I want to read it again. "But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." There is resurrection power in Christ. There is resurrection power in God. God is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living. So when it says that he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, this is speaking also another level of revelation, that there is resurrection power in him. So we just want to pray tonight that this is a year that is coming to an end. There are so many things that we thought we would hold on to that we have not been able to hold on to, and some things that we wanted to leave, but God has not allowed for them to for us to see them where we are now. But we want to remind you that indeed there is still resurrection in God. He is still God who has life. He is still God who is able to bring some things to pass. And understanding from this perspective that the idea of time is for God to give men reference to the events that are happening in his life. Somebody say amen. It's for the purpose of man, because the Bible says a day with the Lord is a thousand elsewhere. A day with the Lord. So time, we know that God resides out of time. But we are in time, then we arrange all our things in time, where we have yesterday, today, and forever. That is a reference for man. But with God, there is no time. So we may think that the year is coming to an end, so the things that God had said he is going to do, he is not going to do, because 2017 is coming to an end. But I want to remind you that God is living outside of time. Time is just for our reference. God does not run out of time, because he resides out of time. He is going to do certain things. He still is not done yet. He may not have revealed to you. He may not have done what you're expecting him to. But as long as you know that God promised to do those things, God is going to do those things, not according to our time, but it's going to be according to the timing of God. And the timing of God is not late. It's not delayed. It is exactly the moment that God has set for things to happen. Hallelujah. So I just want to put those things in your spirit, that it's not over yet. Just because the year is turning, it's not over yet. Can I just say to somebody, the year is turning, but God is still sitting on the throne. The year is changing. His plans are still yes and amen in him. Hallelujah. Time may be moving from one digit of measurement of year, from 2017 to 2018, but the word of God still remains the same. It will never return to him void. It is going to accomplish everything that God has sent it out to accomplish. It is going to prosper. The word of God is going to be fruitful in you. The word of God is going to empower you. The word of God is going to enrich you. The word of God is going to give you peace. It's going to give you strength. It's going to give you joy. That even the days that are going to come, you still have an opportunity to see the goodness and the grace of God, no matter what anybody else says, no matter what the circumstances are around you are seemingly looking like. God is still sitting on the throne. The seasons of life do not dictate to God what God does, but God determines what happens in the seasons of your life. He is still in control. So, Father, tonight we know that as we come in prayer, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name that is above any other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say, God, tonight hear our prayer and attend to our supplication. As we come before the throne of grace, O God, we are not coming in our own righteousness. We are not coming in our own strength. We are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the way of the blood, and we are coming to stand in his name. Father, your word says, without faith it is impossible to please you, O God. We come with all faith, believing that you hear our prayer, that God, you are going to attend to our supplication. You are going to move whatever needs to be moved. You are not running out of time. You are the God of time who is operating in time and out of time. Whatever you ordained, O God, to happen in our lives, O God, it is going to happen exactly the moment that you are appointed to. It is going to happen exactly the way that you said it would, O God, for your praise and for your glory. We pray, O God, for every man and every woman that's on the prayer line tonight, even for some that are intending to be here tonight, O God, that are not able to, but they will be able to catch with us or catch up with us, O God, when they hear the recording of this prayer tonight. We thank you for their lives, O God, and for what you have already done to bring them through the course of the year, through the valleys and the mountains, through the dangers that they have seen, even the ones that they haven't been able to see. You have been faithful, O God. You have led them and guided them, O God, throughout the course of the year to bring this moment, O God, that when they look back, they can say, surely God has been faithful and God has been good. We know that some are carrying wounds, O God, marks of the pain and the struggles of the year that has gone by. But God, we take comfort and confidence in this one thing, that you are still sitting on the throne. Your position as God in our lives has not changed. You are still God all by yourself, nobody above you, nor anybody besides you. Your word, O God, still rules and reigns. We thank you, O God, for what you have done in their lives, O God, how you have watched over their homes, the angels that have been fighting battles on their behalf, O God. We give you praise for the doors you have opened in the year that has gone by. We thank you for the challenges you have allowed them to endure. We praise you, O God, for they have worked together for their good. We give you praise, O God, for the goodness that they have seen, even the goodness that is not yet apparent to them, O God, but everything you have said to happen in their lives has been working for that good. We give you praise. We thank you for the revelation that they have received in the year that has gone by. For other generations were not able to see you in that light that you have revealed yourself. You said you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. There are things you are resurrecting in their lives, O God, because you're not the God of the dead. You raise them up, O God. You bring life to the visions, the dreams, the promises, the plans that you have laid out for them, O God. That the enemy say to them, they are dead, but there is life in you. If you called Lazarus, O God, from the grave, you can still call their vision from the grave. And God, we said you are not a God who runs out of time. There may be a few days that are left in the year, 72 hours or so. But God, you can still do wonders and miracles in the hours that are left, O God, that will astound even many. We thank you, O God, that you are the God who uses the foolish things to confound the wise, and even the weaker things, O God, to confound the strong. We give you praise, O God, that we have not been able to rely on our strength, O God, but we have learned to trust in you. Your word says, O God, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Our faith, our hope, and our trust has been in you. In our finances, O God, you have showed yourself mighty. In our health, O God, you have showed yourself to be the sustainer. You have made provision for every need that has risen up in our lives, O God. You gave us roofs over our heads. God, you brought food to our tables. Father, we thank you. You preserved our sons and our daughters in perfect health and perfect peace. We thank you, O God, for the grace that you said was sufficient. We have seen the sufficiency of your grace in the year that has gone by. You, O God, have been good. You have been great to us, O God. No words can ever be uttered that can compare, O God, and be able to adequately express what you have done for us. Or we can just say, God, you have been good. You are still good because that is who you are. We thank you. And we praise you, O God, for the ministers you have raised up in this season that have spoken words of life to us, O God, that have given us hope and strength, O God, to be able to endure the adversities that are coming our way. Father, words that have allowed us to be grounded in the days of joy and strength that we know we lose with our minds and focus on our own accomplishments. But God, your words that you've given unto us in those moments, they have kept our eyes steadfast on you, that we lose with our souls, O God. We lose with our focus on you. For your word still remains the same, O God, as you declared in Matthew 6:33, that we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto us. We thank you that our desire is still you. Our hunger, O God, and our thirst is still for righteousness. And God, you have been able to show us that you are indeed God. In the days when we disappointed you, O God, you did not leave us. In the days we did not meet expectation, O God, you still remained faithful and you forgave us, O God. In the days we disappointed you, O God, when we said we were going to do something and we did not do it, O God, you have been able to forgive. For that we thank you and we praise you, O God, for what you have done, for the prayers you have answered, O God, for the days you received our sacrifices, our worship, and our praise. We thank you, O God, for the days you opened up the heavens of our lives, O God, for the way that you send your angels to minister unto us, O God, even God giving us the opportunity, O God, to be able to minister even to your angels, O God, in our lowly capacity, O God, even in our ignorance, God, we have been able to entertain angels because you are a faithful God. Father, even in the days when we complained, O God, you didn't hold that against us, O God, but you are a God who's forgiving, and you forgave us for those things, O God, and you will not hold them to our account. We thank you that there is a turning of a season, an opportunity, O God, for new things to come, for great things to be revealed, O God, for an expectation and a hope that is in us, O God, that our God is still going to show himself mighty. You are the one who always goes before us to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. You give us strength, O God, in the midst of our weakness, O God. When we travel through the valley, O God, we know that we are not going to remain there because you are there with us. God, as we've been walking through, enemies have surrounded us, O God. You always set a table before us, O God, and your modus operandi has not changed, O God. In the year that is coming, there are great things we are going to see, there mighty things we are going to experience, oh God. You've already lined them up for us, oh God. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We just have this faith and expectation in us, oh God, that things are going to work out for our good, things that are going to get better. Father, there is an expectation in us, oh God. Your word says, oh God, those who know their God shall do great exploits. We thank you for the great exploits that have been laid out for the year that is up ahead, oh God. We thank you for the greatest season of our lives that is coming up ahead. We thank you for the elevation, how you are raising us up, O God, from a lowly place, and you are setting us into the place you have ordained for us to walk in. We make an announcement, O God, the year that is coming, those who are empowered by God, such as us, are coming in full power. The word of God says, creation mourns and groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. We are coming in the name of Jesus, and we will do great things. We will show the mightiness and the grace and the mercy of our God as we progress through the year, knowing that we are not going to do this on our own, not by might, nor by power, says our God, but by his Spirit. His word declares, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. We believe and we have faith that the Holy Spirit, the one who leads and guides us in all truth, is still an ever-present help even in the year that is coming up ahead. We are not moving in our own might, but in the might of our God, who has never lost a battle. Therefore, Father, we thank you in advance for the victories that are coming in the year that is ahead. We thank you, O God, for the banner that continually rises up against our lives. It's raised up, O God, to say, indeed, you are Jehovah Nissi. In the battle, O God, no matter what comes our way, the Amalekites may rise, the Philistines may rise, but our God will be victorious. We make a declaration, O God, that you are still the God of war. You clothe yourself in garments of war and you fight on our behalf, O God. Battles that are not ours, they belong to you, O God, and you have never lost none. We thank you, O God, for the victory. Not only to say that we are victorious, O God, but for the bounty that is coming from the spoils of war. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory for the way you are opening up our eyes, O God, to see things we have never seen before. Our ears being opened to hear things we have never heard before. For giving our faith, O God, a boost, O God, to be able to declare the things of God. To say we see and we hear things that God has declared, O God, even though they do not appear. For For your word says, O God, faith is indeed the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. O God, by faith we make a declaration, O God, for the title deed of every blessing you have laid out for us in the year that is coming. We make sure, O God, we are positioned in divine alignment with you, O God, to receive what heaven has said is coming our way. We declare, O God, that our hearts are open to receive everything you are releasing unto us, O God. Surely, O God, in the year that is coming, you have declared, enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We will not be far away from your presence, O God. We want to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We want to abide in your presence, O God, all our days. Father, let us always be humble in the year that is coming. Let us always, O God, walk in regards to what you've laid out for us, O God. Let us not be puffed up, O God, by foolishness. But let our eyes be continually upon you. Our hope, our trust, O God, be continually upon you. Our faith, O God, may not rest in man, but may it rest in you. Our hope and our expectation, O God, is not in the accomplishments of man or in the promises of man, but it's in the promises of our God. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O God, even for the many that are going to see themselves in places that they've never esteemed themselves to be, because you have called them into those places. You have ordained for them to be in those places, O God. No man shall stand in the way. We make notice, O God, save notice every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness, that our God is still almighty. That you will not overcome him, O God, because our God is almighty. We are going to be victorious. We are going to walk in the grace and the strength of our God. We will rejoice daily because our God has made our soul glad. Thank you, O God, for all that you have done. Thank you, O God, for anointing the works of their hands to prosper, for leading them, O God, in paths of righteousness, O God, and not wickedness. We thank you, O God, for keeping them in places where they ought not to be and keeping them in places where they ought to be. We thank you. We praise you, O God, for releasing your wisdom, O God, your wisdom that you have given, O God, without measure upon us. You have allowed us, O God, to experience wisdom beyond our years, beyond our experience, because of revelation. Thank you for giving us new hearts to walk in obedience to your word all our days. You, O God, deserve all the praise. You deserve all the glory, because you have shown yourself to be the God that you are. We thank you and we praise. Somebody say hallelujah. He is just an awesome God. He's just, I want to show something to you again, just using those verses, and I want to lay this out for you. Understand this, that God has set things in order. Like we say, time is for giving man reference to the things that happen in his life. Things that happen in life are marked by the word we call event. So an event is an occurrence, is a series of actions or activities that are taking place within time. That is an event. Now, within that particular event, you have to understand God has laid out chronological progression of time, which is moving from yesterday to today towards forever. It's a natural progression of time. We measure our time in those three spans, which is the before, present, and to come. So before, present, and to come. That's the chronological order of time, and that's how we use reference of time in our understanding of things. But heaven has also set some things within the chronological time progression. Heaven has also set some moments. We call them Kairos moments. Heaven has set some moments where heaven is going to intervene, where heaven is going to step into the time of man to bring an understanding to man. Somebody say amen. I know that I'm saying a lot there, but I want to let you understand this, that there are specific moments that have been set in the year that is going to come where God is going to visit you. I want to say it again. There are certain moments in time in the year that is coming that God has set out to be moments of divine visitation in your life. Divine visitation in your life. And when this divine visitations come in your life, it may not be the same for everybody else, but you will know that you have been visited by God. Because when God visits you, he is not just doing it for the sake of visiting you. Somebody say hallelujah. He's not doing it just for the sake of visiting you, but God will visit you because there is something that's about to be revealed. There is something that's about to be shown to you, something that's about to be made known to you. In whatever form, in whatever fashion that visitation has been ordained by God, it is going to happen. For some of us, we are going to have visitations through our dreams. God will not come in person as such, but God will give us a dream that will reveal certain things. It's a moment of visitation. Somebody say hallelujah. And for some, in your prayer, you're going to have visions. In your prayer, it's God visiting you. For some, they are going to be angelic visitations. It is God visiting you. But this you know, that God is not going to visit you just for you to say God has visited me, but God is visiting you because there is something that God wants to reveal. So God comes into time not just for the sake of stepping into time, but God is intentional in everything that he does. God is purposeful in everything that he does. So when God shows up, he's not only just going to do one thing, but there's going to be a multitude of things that are going to happen at that moment of your visitation. Anybody hearing me? That moment of your visitation. So don't just rejoice that you have received a visitation from God, but understand in the midst of your battle, there is going to be a divine intervention attached to a divine visitation. God is going to step in the midst of your battle and begin to engage with the enemy on your behalf. And you and I know that his word says, where there is darkness, when light comes, darkness must flee. So when God steps into the midst of your battle, it's no longer going to be a battle, but it's going to be a whipping on the devil. Anybody hearing me? So God is going to step in the midst of your situation, and he is going to cause the enemy to flee seven ways. Whichever way he came, he's going to flee because God has stepped in the midst of your situation. Now, if you were wise to this particular revelation I'm giving you now in the year that is coming, you will not only rejoice for God stepping in the midst of your situation and keeping the enemy at bay, but you are going also to rejoice at the revelation that is coming when God steps into your battle, because you are going to understand that indeed he is Jehovah Gibbah. You are going to understand that indeed he is the God of war. You are going to understand that indeed he is your fortress, that indeed he is a strong tower, that indeed he is your refuge. You are going to understand that indeed he is your shield. You are going to understand that he is a God who fights for you. You get that revelation, because there are sometimes some things in life that we get to understand because they have been taught to us. Anybody hearing me? Some things we understand in life, not because we have experienced them, not because we have seen them, but because they have been communicated to us by others who have read about them, by others who have seen them, by others who have experienced them. But there is a different level of revelation that comes when you are the one who is now experiencing that which you have heard about God. Oh, I hope somebody hears me. That means in 2018, you are going to have an encounter with God. There are going to be experiences with God that are going to take your knowledge beyond just what you have heard to something that you have experienced. You are going to see that indeed your God is Jehovah Jireh. Anybody hearing me? You are going to see, you are going to live in that revelation that your God is a Jehovah Jireh. How is God going to show himself to be Jehovah Jireh? There are going to be some lean times in the days that are going to come, and God is going to show up in a mighty way with provision that you never expected. Anybody hearing me? For some of you, God is going to show himself to be the healer that he is, because you are going to be going through something and God is going to step in and bring healing where the doctor said no. God is going to say yes. And you are going to experience the healing power, the healing virtue of God. Some of you have heard people talk about being anointed by God. Now, you are going to experience that anointing upon your life. You have heard about the favor of God, and you have heard what the favor of God can do upon somebody. But now you are going to be the one who is going to experience the favor of God. Favor of God, the hand of God upon your life, and God leading you and guiding you. or anybody hearing me tonight. We have made some confessions. We have made some confessions that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Anybody hearing me? The steps of a good man. You have made that confession, but now you are going to leave that confession. You are going to experience that confession. That means you are going to see God ordering your footsteps, leading you and guiding you, showing you to turn left, to turn right. He's going to show you. Oh, God help me. That means what God is going to do now, because he's going to be leading you. Oh, anybody hearing me? Because God is going to be leading you, you are going to begin seeing in a different light. Because God, you are not going to know where you're going, but you're going to see the one you are following. So your eyes are going to be open. I know that you have been seeing. You have been seeing, but you're going to see from a different perspective now. You are going to see from a different light. You're going to see from a different vantage point. Because he's leading you. Now you understand that your God is the good shepherd. Anybody hearing me? Your God is the good shepherd. And when you speak about you being the sheep of his pasture and him being the good shepherd, you understand that the shepherd operates according to his voice. My sheep know my voice. They hear my voice and they obey my voice. That means not only is God going to deal with your eyesight, God is going to deal with your hearing. So you are going to hear clearly than you have never been able to before. So you're not only are you going to be able to see the one who's leading you, where he's going, you're going to be able to hear the instruction that he's giving you. You're going to be able to see, you're going to be able to hear. But here's the thing. He says, my sheep know my voice, they hear my voice, and they obey. So there is a spirit of obedience coming over you in this season. You are going to see, you are going to hear, you're going to, oh, God help me, Jesus. He said by the prophet Ezekiel, I'm going to take away the heart of stone. I'm going to give you a heart of flesh that you may obey my commandments. So God is going to do a surgery in you. Where you have been resistant to the word of God, you are going to find your heart palatable to hear what God is saying. Your heart is going to be willingly obeying and walking in obedience to what God is saying, because this is the year of you being led. Anybody hearing? This is the year of you being led, following the instruction that God is giving you. Now, here's the thing. There are going to be many voices that are speaking. And God is being specific this very moment. David said, I will look up under the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. David is saying, I will not look around me, but I will look towards the heavens where my strength and my help is coming from. In this year that we are entering into, don't let your eyes focus on men, but let your eyes focus on God, because your help is not coming from men, but your help is coming from God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And not only are you going to be focusing on God, he says, I will look up under the hills from whence cometh my help. May your ears now be able to only hear the voice of the shepherd, because there are many voices that are in the earth that are speaking. There are many false prophets that are speaking. There are many anti-Christ that are speaking, but you don't have to hear their voices. You hear the voice of a shepherd. And you follow the voice of the shepherd. Not any other shepherd, but the voice of the shepherd, who is the one who is your master. Anybody hearing me? And you follow what he is saying, because there are many voices that are going to be speaking. We are living in perilous times when there are wars and rumors of wars. Things are being spoken. Nobody knows what the truth is anymore. There is manipulation. There is a way people are playing with people's minds. But if your mind is set on the things of God, if your face is set on the face of God, if your eyes are set on the Master, if your ears are tuned to hear what heaven is saying and what the Spirit is doing, you will not be led on a path of destruction. That is why it is important. It is going to be a significant year. It is going to be a significant year. When I say it's going to be a significant year, I have to be careful to let you know this. I am not saying be afraid, but rejoice because God is still in the year. Rejoice because God is still sitting on the throne. Rejoice because no matter what comes your way, your God is a strong tower. You are going to prevail in the name of Jesus. Challenges are going to rise, challenging your faith. But your God is still sitting on the throne. And your faith is not in man, but your faith is in God. So let your faith be steadfast. Don't let your faith be wavering. But stand on God and believe in God with everything that you have, knowing fully well that your God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know, in 2017, God was answering prayer. In 2018, He will still be doing the same. He will still be in prayer answering God. That means my posture in prayer will not change, but I am going to go harder. I am going to go deeper. I am going to be more hungrier for God than I was in 2017, because I want more of God. In the name of Jesus, may God give you a hunger and a thirst for His word. May God give you a hunger and thirst for His presence. May God reveal to you more and more of Himself. And as He reveals more and more of Himself, may you fall in love with God all over again. May you go deeper with God. May you be able to drink from wells that generations have longed to drink from. Wells which are flowing with rivers of water, which are flowing with life-giving water, which are flowing with hope-giving water. May you be able to drink from wells that are coming from the depths of heaven. Anybody hearing me here tonight, may you taste the sweeter waters that are coming from the throne room of grace. May your soul be satisfied with what heaven is releasing. In the name of Jesus. And may you always be reminded that you are not walking on your own, because He promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Or I want to remind somebody, you are not leaving God in 2017. He's actually waiting for you to catch up with Him in 2018. But there are some things you are allowed to leave in 2017. May you leave your pain, your sorrow, your anger, your bitterness, your resentment. May it not cross over with you in the year that is coming. I know that there have been disappointments, but make a decision tonight that I can afford to leave behind. In the name of Jesus. I know that some of you have been disappointed by those that are around you. You have been disappointed because they have not met your expectation. But I want to let you know, God is still sitting on the throne. My faith is not in man, but my faith is in God. Because my faith is in God, I want to let you know from the book of Revelation, the book of Genesis, going backwards and forward, Genesis, Revelation, God has never failed to do what He promised to do. So my trust is in Him. I trust God completely. With every fiber of my being, I declare that He is God. God over my life, God over my home, God over my family. He is God. He is God. He is God. And because I've spoken to you about God being able to resurrect some things in your life, there are some things you thought you were leaving behind because they are dead, but God is saying they were just been buried in the ground because they are about to produce seed now. They are about to produce fruit now. Your labor has not been in vain. There's a harvest that is coming. Your labor has not been in vain. There's a harvest that is coming. I want to lay out a few more things for you before we go deeper into prayer, because I want to conclude our prayer at a particular juncture when I brought you that particular moment. See, there was a time when the children of Israel were having trouble. Their trouble was that whenever they laid out to have a harvest, another nation will come and take away their harvest. But there was a man, his name was Gideon. Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press. But he didn't know that season things were about to change. The enemy wasn't going to have his way with Gideon, because God was saying, I'm going to show up. There's a divine visitation set up for you. And on that divine visitation, not only did God empower Gideon to be able to fight, but God revealed Gideon's identity. Anybody hearing me? So that divine visitation wasn't just for victory over the enemy, but that divine visitation was also to reveal his true identity. That is why the angel of the Lord said to him, "You are a mighty man of valor." That was his true identity. So for some of you, you may know who you are according to who the world has said you are, but in 2018, there is a revelation of your identity that is coming in the name of Jesus. Not only was there a revelation of his identity, but there was going to be a cutting off of things from the generations before that were holding him back. That is why the angel instructed for him to offer up a sacrifice, to destroy an altar that was holding him back from his generations before. There is going to be a moment of liberty coming in the days that are ahead. Not only are you going to find out who you are going to be in power to embrace your new identity, but God is also going to separate you from the old bloodline, from old covenants that have been holding you back. He is the God who does a thorough work. So he's going to empower you. He's going to give you a new name. And he's going to cause you to be over an overcomer. Somebody say hallelujah. That's Gideon. And Gideon was also able to understand that there is a new level of worship required. He had never worshipped God in that way. And God showed up. Remember when he offered up a sacrifice, a burnt sacrifice, and God received his offering. For some of you, you're going to ascend to a new level of worshiping God that you've never done before. It's all laid out, because when that divine visitation comes, not only is your identity being revealed, not only are you going to be established, but you are going to have a worship that comes from a place you've never known before. You have to understand that all Gideon's days, he knew what he used to do, and he knew how his life changed when he encountered God. So God, in that visitation, gave Gideon a testimony. Anybody hearing me? So God's going to give you a testimony in the year that is coming. But I want to take you back to a man that you all know. His name is Moses. To a man that you all know, his name is Moses. Moses had a call upon his life, but due to circumstances, after having killed one of the Egyptians, he fled for his life. Went and lived in the wilderness, looking after the sheep of his father-in-law Jethro. But there was a divine visitation appointed by God. That one day Moses was looking after the sheep and he encountered a burning bush that was not consumed by fire. And he heard a voice from the bush saying, "Moses, take off your sandals, for the place that you stand is holy ground." Moses, there's a divine visitation appointed. You are going to understand the protocol of approaching God. You cannot approach God being carried on the systems of man, because what God is about to do is holy. So some of you are going to learn how to discard systems of man to approach the presence of God. For where you are standing is holy ground. The ways of man will not avail with God. From there, Moses heard the voice of God calling him into his place of assignment. For some of you, there is going to be a divine visitation to reveal what you were called to do, and not only what you are called to do, but where you are called to serve. And God's going to lead you that place. Not only that, but from the verse that I read you, Moses declared a revelation. He heard a revelation. Not only that is God a consuming fire that doesn't consume the bush, but the verse I told you said he made a declaration that he is the God of resurrection when he said he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So there was a revelation of resurrection in that. For some of you, you are going to see things about God you've never seen before. You're going to understand things about God you've never understood before. There is revelation coming in the year that is up ahead. That when Moses left that place, he understood he might be an old man, 80 years old, but he has the strength of his youth because God empowered him. You are going to experience the revelation of what it means when God says, in your weakness, my strength is made perfect, in the name of Jesus. Moses was able to do much more in his elderly years than he did when he was young in his youth, because God was with him. But before I finish with that, I want to take you back again to another man. You know this man very well. His name is Abraham. You know him very well. His name is Abraham. And his moment of divine visitation, found in Genesis the 12th chapter, he had a visitation from God, and God telling him, leave everything that you know and go to a place that I will show you. I will make your name great, and blessing I will bless you. Well, I'm saying some of you are going to hear that call, being called to a place that God has laid out for you. In that divine visitation, Abraham, then his name was Abraham without the H, and it was Sarai, not Sarah, without the H. But God was saying, I cannot reveal your true identity in this place, because this place does not have the capacity to deal with who you are. So I have to take you to a different place. For some of you, you are moving in 2018. And where you're moving, your movement can be in the physical, moving from one geographical location to another. But for some of you, it's going to be a spiritual trajectory from one place of revelation to another, from one dimension of understanding to another, because God is calling you. He's calling you out of the systems that have been hindering you. You know that you are called for greatness where you are. You know that you are called to do mighty things for where you are. But where you are cannot contain you. So God is calling you higher. He's calling you higher. He's calling you deeper. And as you agree to go with God where He's leading you, that's where your identity will be revealed. Anybody hearing me? Oh, God help me, Jesus. That means Abraham, whilst he was in the Ur of the Chaldees, Abraham, when he had that visitation from God, he was just a man who God had visited. Anybody hearing me? Huh? He was just a man that God had visited. But when he walked with God, he changed from being a man who was visited by God to being a man who is called a friend of God. Anybody hearing me? Oh, Jesus, help me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abraham, you are going to be a father of many nations because you have been walking with God. Abraham, oh God, I feel the anointing rising. Say, God, Abraham, you are not just a man who was visited by God, but you are going to be a man who cut covenant with the God, the heaven, God of the heavens, creator of all things. He's going to enter into covenant with you. Because of that visitation, and you obeyed his voice when he said leave. But before I even consider the idea of Abraham being a covenant maker, be making a covenant with God, you have to understand that Abraham, what he was walking out to fulfill was the original call upon his father, but his father gave way halfway and settle in the earth of the Chaldees. Anybody hearing me? So I'm saying that there are some journeys that generations before you were called into, but they were not able to finish. But God is calling you to finish it. Not for your sake, but for the sake of generations coming after you. Anybody hearing me here tonight? So you are going to fulfill some things because God is empowering you. He's calling you. Remember what I said. Your eyes are opened to see where he's leading you. Your ears are opened to hear the voice of the shepherd. Your heart is ready to obey. So go where God is leading you. Obey his word. God will make your name great. And God will enlarge you in every way. God will enlarge you every way. Now, before I finish up about Abraham, I also want to talk to you about his son Isaac. God knew that Isaac had an experience with his father. Remember when they were on that mountain, when he was about to be offered up as a sacrifice, and God said to Abraham, "Abraham, stay thy hand." And God had made provisions for himself as a sacrifice. There was a revelation of God being Jehovah Jireh. In this mountain, the Lord shall provide a sacrifice for himself. But God was saying to Isaac, there is a moment where your experience with me has to go beyond your experience with me with your father to your own experience. Anybody hearing me? The place whereby God said to Isaac, because there was famine in the land of promise, he said to Isaac, "Do not go down to Egypt, but stay in this place. I will prosper you." Isaac understood, obeyed, heard the voice of God, obeyed the instruction of God, sold in a famine, and received a hundredfold return, a hundredfold harvest, because you obeyed God. For some of you, there are some things you have sown in 2017, but the harvest is coming in 2018. I declare a fruitful harvest. Not a 30-fold, a 60-fold, but a 100-fold return in every seed you have sown. And when I speak about the seeds you have sown, some of you have sown financially. May God give you back what you have sown 100-fold. But for some of you, you have sown your time. May God give you a reward for the time that you have sown. You have sown your energy and your effort. May God give you 100-fold return for everything that you have done for the sake of his kingdom. May you see his goodness. May you know indeed that he is a God who calls you to prosper in the midst of a famine. Hallelujah. Needless to say, if I cannot speak about him just being Abraham and Isaac, I speak about his grandson Jacob. Jacob, there were so many times of divine visitation, but for this particular moment, I only want to pick out one. That there is a moment in time when Jacob was going to meet his brother Esau. He was fearful of what Esau was going to do. But he strategized that I'm going to send my families in different companies, send some people ahead to give something to Esau to calm him down. But Jacob was afraid of his life, was afraid for his life. And he was left on his own. And the Bible says he wrestled with God, an angel of the Lord, wrestled and he prevailed. In that divine visitation, not only was Jacob's name changed from being a thief, a conniver, to being a prince with God. As I said again, divine visitation is intentional. It will reveal your true identity. You are no longer the usurper, but you are a prince with God. But that would have been enough if that was the only revelation. You and I understand that the angel of the Lord touched Jacob at the socket of his hip, and he, from that day he began to walk with a limp. Imagine this, a man who was afraid of his brother in his full strength. Now he has to go and meet with his brother whilst he's limping. Anybody see the picture? But the difference was the transformation was not only a physical transformation, but it was a spiritual transformation. Because when you are being called, oh God help me, I can preach myself happy here, but I don't intend to. When you are called a prince with God, anybody hearing me? When you're called a prince with God, it means I am not standing on my own. There is somebody backing me up, the one who sits on the throne. That is why Jacob was walking with a limp. And when Jacob now was going to meet his brother, it was no longer Jacob the usurper, but it was Jacob, a prince with God, one who holds a higher position of authority than his brother. So not only was there a revelation of his name, there was a revelation of his position of authority with God, that he was able to encounter his brother, and his brother could not kill him. Because now you cannot kill something that is greater than you. Anybody hearing me? Hallelujah. So in 2018, may God reveal your true identity. May God reveal your true nature. May God empower you as he did Jacob. May God change your name to being a friend of God as he did for Abraham. May God cause you to sow in a famine and receive a bountiful return as he did for Isaac. May God do unto you as he did for Gideon, to reveal your name and your true identity and cause you to be one who will lead an army victorious over the enemy. May God do unto you as he did for David, when David had divine visitation and God revealed to David the city that he had chosen to put his name. I pray that for some of you, this will be the best year of your life. This will be the best year of your life. What makes this the best year of your life is that God is walking closer with you than ever before. It's not about how many houses, you've attained or how many cars you've driven. But it's about how closer you are walking with God. David cried out, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that one thing will I seek for." Let that be the prayer of your life in the year that, year, not only in the year that is coming, but in all the years that are ahead. May that be the cry of your life. I heard there's a psalm that says, "I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God." And scholars have said over time and time again, that particular line was a prayer, a song that was sung by Obed-Edom. You know Obed-Edom, that when they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant, somebody touched the Ark of the Covenant and died, that they put the Ark of the Covenant in Obed-Edom's house. And the word of God says the house of Obed-Edom was so blessed that when they were taking the Ark of the Covenant back to the house, now to the city of David, Obed-Edom made a decision. I don't want to say to stay in a place that has been blessed, but I want to be in a place where the blesser abides. That's why he said, "I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God." It's not about just walking with the blessing. It's about walking with the blesser. Because a blessing can change in time. But if you are walking with the blesser, it doesn't matter whatever season it is. He will bless you in your lows. He will bless you in your highs. It's good to be in the house of the blesser. That is why he said, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God." May this be a year when you walk with God like never before. Divine visitations, revelations, understanding, solidified testimonies of the goodness of God, answered prayers, worship from places you've never been able to worship before. It will not wait until the year turns to 2018, but may the next few days, until then, show you a precursor of what's coming up ahead. Well, I can say from my point where I'm standing tonight, all I can say, your best days are here. Your best days are here. Your best days are here. And this I say not to make you happy. I'm just declaring to you what God is revealing. Your best days are here. 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 And I don't know who this person is, but all I saw was there was how they tie ropes, making a threefold cord, weaving them together. I just saw something break over your life. A cord break off your life. I just saw that one. I heard it in the spirit. Just breaking it. The cord has been around you. It's been just breaking in the name of Jesus. It cannot hold you anymore in the name of Jesus. It cannot hold you anymore in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And you have been experiencing a pain in the back of your neck. Because that thing is broken, the pain is leaving too. In the name of Jesus. It's leaving too. In the name of Jesus. Leaving too. In the name of Jesus. Because that's where it was attached. And what it was governing your direction. It was governing your speed of movement. It was governing your effort, applied effort to move. But now, all I can say, you are free to move about the country in the name of Jesus. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, I thank you, O God, for prospering the works of their hands, for giving them the grace and the strength to keep their eyes towards the hills from whence cometh their help, for causing them to trust in you, the God of the resurrection, the God of the living. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, we have declared that the best is here. The best is here. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me just conclude by saying this. There is a liberty that comes in knowing who your God is. There is a liberty that comes in knowing who your God is. And that liberty abides from this perspective. When we make a declaration and a decree, we are not praying for God to affirm our words, because God performs what He has spoken. He performs what He has spoken. All I can say, God has spoken. Just receive it if it is for you. And just let God do what God does. In Jesus' name.